Women's movement savors its gains. There is a growing backlash among men.
Male chauvinist pigs have been replaced by sexist sows.
The men's movement is growing, from the assertion of custody rights and property grievances.
I find that very sexist. I find that unfair.
Today, the male backlash against militant feminism.
From King 5 News, this is the Compton Report.
Well, does the women's movement sometimes go too far? A recent theme is that all men are potential rapists. That's a charge that frustrates and angers some men who support feminism. What is unmistakable is a wide and diverse backlash in which men have rallied around perceived economic injustice in the courts and rallied around male spiritual themes. Today, you're going to meet key spokesmen from the men's movement and hear their unusual plea that often men are the victims. And what is all that drum beating in the woods about? We'll consult a popular author and leader of men's spiritual meetings and ask, what are they getting in touch with anyway? And are men starting to fight back? The women's movement has earned a secure place in American society, winning victories in the law and the workplace. In the 90s, there has been some shift of focus toward issues of personal safety, issues of rape and harassment. But there has been no lessening of militance.
United will never be defeated!
I think this is extremely abusive.
Men have answered with organization of their own on several fronts. A key rallying point, custody rights, child support, and the perception that men have been losers in domestic relations.
Now we have a lot of cliches, all generated by feminist studies, that men don't care about their children, men are deadbeat dads, men are stereotyped in a variety of ways by the feminist movement. I find that very sexist. I find that unfair.
Some of the most militant feminist rhetoric has angered some men, including those who consider themselves feminists, as unnecessarily shrill and unfair in its charges.
Male chauvinist pigs have been replaced by sexist sows, and most guys are ill-prepared to handle this because, you know, we're not trained to confront women. We're trained to defend and care for women.
Ron Van Mechelen is a Bellevue man who publishes a newsletter called The Backlash, articulating the feelings of men who feel they have become victims of the movement.
They don't, in my opinion, represent mainstream women. They don't represent most women's interests. They're in this basically for themselves. They see it as a means to power.
Van Mechelen's articles satirize the women's movement, sometimes savagely. He aims his barbs at what he calls new rage women.
Some of it is on the verge of bad taste or...
Yeah.
You're trying to push the limits of bad taste?
That's not the intention.
But you do sometimes.
Sometimes, yes. Real feminists are pro-women. Pop feminists are anti-male. Feminists want choices for women, rights for women. Pop feminists want rights for women and responsibilities for men. The pop feminists are bigots.
Okay, but your feminism stops where?
It stops when it says we've got to put all the blame on somebody because of their gender, and we've got to say all of these people are victims because of their gender.
Does the feminist movement go too far? Do genuine revolutions sometimes overstate their case? What no one seems to dispute is that the movement has sparked necessary change. I thought Betty Friedan got it right when she told Newsweek, and this is a quote, "Women should stop wallowing in the victim state, and men need to hear the same message. Victimization is a limited worldview. We're too much invested in fighting a gender war. We'll never solve this by substituting rules and formulas for personal responsibility. The business of wallowing in grievance is particularly American. One writer calls us the culture of complaint. We let our differences paralyze. Any thinking person knows that women have a long way to go in achieving economic equity. And no reasonable person thinks all men are rapists. But beyond those issues, there's a bigger human challenge: to break the cycle of violence, to guarantee shelter and opportunity to all. Remember, a male and a female join to get us all here. Gender is what unites us as humans. There can be no women's movement without men. And men have no future without women." That's the Compton Report. We're here every Sunday evening.